Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Bad Monkey.
Yes, great title and a great show from the man who gave us shows we've discussed here before, Ted Lasso. We haven't discussed Scrubs, but another great show, and Shrinking. And it's all about the great Vince Vaughn playing a detective called Yancey in the Florida Keys and Miami. He gravitates between the two places. And for people who know Vince Vaughn, he has this kind of Bill Murray, world-weary quality. Yeah. Let's not get too worried about anything. Everything's fine. The house is on fire. Ah, we'll get some water. He is cool. And he's particularly cool in this.
Now, who's the monkey, or what's the monkey involved in all
Well, that
this?
Takes a while to get to. So Vince Vaughn plays this detective who basically is no longer a detective. He's on leave because his lover is married to a man he doesn't like, and he pushes him off a bridge in a golf cart. So he's suspended. So he decides to hang out down in the Florida Keys, watching the sun go by and drink beer. An arm, a severed arm, shows up in the sea that belongs to somebody. So what's this got to do with a monkey? We don't find out for a long time. There's a tandem story going on about a guy called Neville who's hanging out in the Bahamas. And this sounds complicated. And the narrator says, I know this sounds complicated. It's quite knowing at times. And he has a pet monkey. And I won't say much more than that, but Neville becomes a big part of the story. And we'll hear a bit of him in a moment or two. But can I bring you my first flavour of this?
Yeah.
Just to give you a sense of Vince Vaughn playing that kind of, not laconic, but just very cool detective.
That's all they found?
Ah, man, the head's in the passenger seat.
If you're too grouchy to answer the question, just say I'm too grouchy to answer the question. You have to hit me with the head in the passenger seat.
It's already been over to the coroner. He says the Vic was a white male, mid-40s. Says that the middle finger thing was probably just random rigor mortis. He still took a picture with it. I'm late for Natalia's soccer game.
Oh, I would absolutely love to come, except I would rather do literally anything other than watch children play soccer. But I got it. Hey, do me a favor. No coaching from the sideline. Not getting hot and yelling. I know you're Puerto Rican, but do your best.
I get the point, yeah. He's laconic, or I think that is the right word for him. Yeah. Anyway, you were going to bring us to Neville.
Yeah, so Neville, as I say, he's this guy who's, he's hanging out in the Bahamas, and the story of the missing guy, or the guy with the arm, is going to come into Neville's life because, I have to be very careful in territory, spoiler territory here, but let's say Neville's lovely life in the Bahamas is going to be interrupted by possibly a development in the Bahamas that might involve this missing arm. Let's say no more than that. So Neville then goes to Miami, where his sister owns a restaurant. We tandem back to Vince Vaughn, who, when he's put on leave, in order to get him slowly back, so he gets obsessed with this missing arm and he starts sniffing around the case, and they want to bring him back in, but they can't. So they appoint him as a food inspector. So he's going to go into restaurants and say, you're clean or you're not clean, in a very Vince Vaughn way. And when he's in this particular restaurant, he comes across Neville and the monkey.
Sir, it's my monkey, not hers.
Yeah, I'll make a note of that. But if I'm being honest, in the food inspection game, it doesn't really matter whose monkey it is. It's more just the monkey of it all.
Okay, look. My name is Neville Stafford, and I've had a very bad week. My sister sold our childhood home in Andros. Sold it right from under me.
Ouch.
Yes, but if I cause problems for her and her restaurant, I lose a moral high ground.
Oh. And you're planning on holding it over her head forever?
Yes, I am.
I like your vibe, Neville. Ma'am, I'm going to come back next week, and as long as the kitchen is 100% monkey-free, then I won't file a report. Sound good?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I owe you one.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Not exactly Gordon Ramsay.
No, exactly. Monkeys in restaurants, in kitchens, generally aren't good for the health inspector.
How many episodes and where is it to be found?
There's going to be 10. It's on Apple TV. There's only 4. They're brilliant. There's a little love story going on. He gets involved in a state a pathologist who's also investigating the arm. Beautifully told. This is just real Sunny TV. Even though it's about a murder, it makes you kind of want to go on holidays as well, which I love. You know?
Okay. Screen time this week?
Yeah, I've got the great Oscar-winning Alicia Vikander on her new movie, all about Henry VIII's last and surviving wife, Catherine Parr. And I'm going to squeeze in next week because on Saturday, I'm flying to London to interview Michael Keaton and Willem Dafoe about Beetlejuice. So sorry, a little plug for next week there as well. That's if the flight shows up and I show up and all that. You know?
Very good. John Faraday, presenter of Screen Time. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, a couple of texts about that soccer story. Des Kennedy ran an electrical mechanical garage in Garryowen, not Ballysimon Road. Close, but slightly different. Another one says, Des Kennedy fixed my old car so many times when I was young enough teacher in St. Enda's in Limerick. I knew he'd been a soccer player, but never knew how famous he'd been. I haven't met him for years now, but he was great fun, very kind and humble. He took the car in, dropped me to work, picked me up after to a perfectly fixed vehicle and then only charged me a pittance. He was known as being a genius in repairing car electrics. He deserves huge credit. He should be honoured in Limerick and in Ireland and have his place in the Hall of Fame. What a wonderful achievement. It should be nationally acknowledged. And that's from Des and from Olive. And that's pretty much all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.